Blog Talk Radio.
Yup. We can have fun on the dark side,
yes,
too. It's okay.
We can.
I'm drinking. I'm smoking. I'm
popping pills.
I am so fucking turned up
what
right
it
now.
Is.
Let's go. Daggers in the building, since I'm feeling so hypey. Drunk, high, everybody gon' like me. Fresh pair of Nikes, LA fit. About to do my new dance, come along if you will. One step forward, one step back. Shake it, shake it like you just smoked crack. Hands up like you got Jack, moving in a circle. Hands on my waist, lean with it like Urkel. Slide, slide, dip, skip. Slide, slide, dip, twist. Put your right foot in, take your right foot out.
Fuck,
everybody grab somebody, go ahead and work it out. Show me what you all about, we all here to party. I'm on one, off that 151 Bacardi. Smoking the best, without the drama stress. We all sweating like a dumb nigga taking a test.
Damn, I'm turned, acting first. If you not, this thing don't work. No, don't jerk, don't spank, no leg. No reason your body, yeah, you heard what I said. Where's the drink?
Right here.
Where's the weed?
Hold up.
Everybody pop a pill so we can all power up. If you don't want to party, get the fuck off the floor. And if you win it like I'm winning, just
hang on, here we go.
Are we having fun yet? Yeah, good.
I ain't done yet.
Getting fucked up, yeah, I like that subject.
Keep it in my budget, cause the game is a cold bitch. If you want to fuck the right, gotta throw the right pitch. Niggas, snitch, bitches, bitch, we all want to get rich. Too many motherfuckers be up on that. I'm in the party trying to calm my nerves. Waitress, bring both drinks.
Just got served. Yep.
Now I'm gonna groove cause I'm hot this tipsy. About to do my new dance.
Who's coming with me?
One step forward, side, side, lean with it like you in the car. Yep. Left, ride, hope I drank up real high. Hurry up, get a sip, gas break, dip.
Go try the whip.
Niggas getting hot like we up in the bay.
Yep.
Yeah, I got mad love, but I'm representing LA.
Damn, I'm turned, acting burnt. If you not,
no,
it
ain't just you and your niggas dance like that. My bitches in here too, you feel me?
Right.
Come on now. Come on, ladies, let's go with you motherfuckers. What we work with, y'all talking about?
Nigga, step aside, make room for the lady. You know, we looking good, but you looking all crazy. Trust you, pay me, show me where the money at. Nigga, drop a sack if you wanna see my ass clap. Off a pill too, not a bitch you wanna step through. Money does a lot, already know addictive. Thinking I'm a dumb gun, better find a young one. Now I'm gonna dance.
Wait, light, camera, action.
Take one step in, show my heels off, give myself a hug. Hands on my waist,
wiggle, 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 drop it.
Hands on my knees, bend it over while I arch it. Pick it up and drop it. Like you wanna make a profit, hands high, high, like you're ready for the spotlight. Military boy, y'all left, right.
Damn, I'm turned, acting burnt. If you not, this ain't gon' work. No, don't jerk, don't spank, no leg, no Ricky, your body. Yeah, you heard what I said. Where's the drink?
Right here.
Where's the weed?
Hold up.
Everybody pop a pill so we can all power up. If you don't want a party, get the fuck off the floor. And if you win it like I'm winning, then hang on. Here we
can
go.
I get any higher? Damn, so wired. Pills got me feeling like my clothes on fire. Root to the Dodgers, kill for the Lakers. A hater still a hater, even if they make paper. And they both real deep, they don't know how not to. Take your ass home like a nigga with a curfew. I don't wanna hurt you, wanna ride my high. Find a real freak, take it back to my hideout. Working like a child, see how best in bands. But before I leave the party, I gotta do my dance. Jump to the left, cause I'm way past 50. One step forward, do a 360. Do a little shuffle, show a little muscle. Throw your hands up like a nigga wanna tussle. Don't want any trouble cause we all in the zone. So I stay going hard, it's lonely at home.
Damn, I'm turned, acting burnt. If you not, this thing gon' work. No, don't jerk, don't spank, no leg. No Ricky on body, yeah, you heard what I said. Where's the drink?
Right here.
Where's the weed?
Hold up.
Everybody pop a pill so we can all power up. If you don't wanna party, get the fuck off the floor. And if you win it like I'm with it, then hang on, here we
told
go.
Y'all.
Oh shit, I'm fucked up, y'all.
Hope y'all have fun. I really do. And if not, I don't care. Shit, that shit was fun for me.
What's cracking, y'all? Slap Sundays, the Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. It's supposed to be a little cartoon playing right now, but I don't know what happened. So if it starts playing in the middle while I'm talking, then I'm just going to let it play out. But until then, I'm not just going to have that dead air space going. So again, this is Slap Sundays. What's cracking? Glad y'all back. Another week hanging out with me, chilling. If this is your first time being here, thank you, thank you. Hope you come back. Hope you tell your friends about me. If you've been here from the jump, thank you again, because like I said, without y'all, there is no Bang Out Radio. Let me shout out the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey. It's definitely without her doing what the fuck she be doing all the time, hell, in her business, there wouldn't be no Slap Sundays, wouldn't be no West Coast Wednesdays, wouldn't be no Bang Out Radio, wouldn't be no award show going down at the end of the year. And yes, yes, voting is officially done. So I hope you got all your voting in. Hope you got in all your votes for the top artists that you picked, because now we're going to see who wins. Now it's just a countdown to see who's going to be on the top. So we're just going to have to wait, see, find out. Also, shouts out to all the independent artists. You know what I mean? Without y'all doing what y'all do, sending me y'all music, I wouldn't have nothing to play. I wouldn't have nothing to get down with either. So always, shouts out to y'all. Make sure y'all always get at me. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you send all music. If y'all want to set up interviews, anything like that, or just holler at me, all right? Get me on the internet. Not the internet. Get me on my email. You can also call right here. 661-621-7559. You press 1 to holler at me. And if not, you can just chill, sit back, relax, and just chill in the queue. Either way, it's up to you. And yes, I don't know what we're going to get into this Sunday, y'all. A lot of things going on, a lot of new things, a lot of stuff I had to deal with this week. But we'll get into that in just a minute. I'm trying to get my equipment here situated, because y'all know my technical difficulties be crazy sometimes over here, and that kind of falters up the show a little bit. But I mean, that's just how, it's just reality. I mean, shit happens, and we just try to roll with it and deal with it. And then I'm gonna get to these slappers. Also, if you ain't got nothing going on tonight, you can get your ass down downtown Long Beach. Dagger will be performing down there at Club Lush, and that is at 49 Pine Street, downtown Long Beach Boulevard. All right, ladies, free all night. All right, all night, y'all free. So I know y'all like free and everything. So go throw something on. The weather looks like it's going to hold up. It's not going to be raining or anything. So if you ain't got an issue or you ain't got a problem, go take your ass down there, come out, chill, party. Get to see the Dagger on stage do his thing with the Hood Bound Entertainment, Hustle Hard Entertainment. Oh, it's going to be a nice show. It's going to be a crazy night. We'll see what happens. But then we just got to get right back to business, because Dagger's got to go to work in the morning. So it is just business. It is just business. Sorry, y'all. Like I said, I'm trying to sit here and multitask and everything, because for whatever reason, my internet went down. Now I could talk on the, I could talk. There it goes. Now, slowly but steadily, because we're going to get right into these slappers. I'm not going to waste no time. Supposed to have a new Dagger's Beauty calling in a little bit later today. We'll see if she's going to check in with me. And if so, we'll just see where the night takes us, y'all. So it's going to be a nice little ride. As always, I have no specific subject matter, no telling what I'm going to talk about. But I'm back. I'm in the game. And we're going to start it off with my nigga Ashton Martin, straight out the gate. All right, Rom, let's go, because I'm on the party mode tonight, so let me get amped for the night. Let's go.
Boys, I know, nigga, anything go when it's past term go. Fuck these hoes, I don't trust these hoes. Cut these hoes, I don't love these hoes. Shit, as far as I know, nigga, anything go when it's past term go. Shake that, pop that, work that, work that, bounce that, work that, shake that.
Okay, anything goes like a green light, scratch that. Cause anything you own, bitch, I'm good, you can have that. Niggas talking shit, but they broke, nigga, have that. I'm out the bar, you can throw that shit, reho. I cancel bitches like me, no. I don't love them, you cut them like Kilo. So just let it go. I keep pushing to the curb, so. And can you say that she got her swag from Miss Keisha Cole? All that ad must be a gift, sit from heaven. But don't get me mixed up with the 5-0, cause I don't cup these hoes, I drop them hot potatoes.
Damn, let my race down, half of me sound too high. Damn, too much me, man. Atlanta, L.A., shit. Damn, you look well, bitch. I'm here.
Go.
Shake that, pop that,
toys, I ain't no nigga. Anything go when it's that term go. Fuck D-ho, I don't trust D-ho. Cut D-ho, I don't love D-ho. Shit is toys, I ain't no nigga. Anything go when it's that term go. Straight back, yeah. Top that. Worth that. Worth that. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Bounce that. Worth that. From the street, 180 flat. To the point of no return, it's still with both, babe. But you play me on that level, so I thought you never go. Foolish me, soon as they walk me in, you was out that door. I remember clear as day. Don't call me, don't write me. Whatever happened to them words that you couldn't live without me. We had our disagreements, both caught each other cheating, but I still can't find a reason why I fall for your type. D-ho, I don't trust D-ho. Cause D-ho, I don't love D-ho. Hell, as far as I know, nigga, anything go with that term go. Fuck D-ho, I don't trust D-ho. Cause D-ho, I don't love D-ho. As far as I know, nigga, anything go with that term go. Shake that.
Pop that.
Work that.
Work that.
Work that.
Na 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 na.
Bounce that.
Bounce that.
Work that.
Work that.
Shake that. Da na 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 na.
I'm at the Motel 6 off the 405. Top floor, baby, freeway side. Come on up, watch your love come down. Come on up and watch your love come down. Now we ain't got no time to be wasting, girl, you're the deal to it. You know I want your body right here, I'm ready to stump you to it. You hold on to this while I feel the fall on your booty. Boy, you're about to get it. Girl, you're about to get it. Picking you up off the ground, baby, to making you feel real good. All paper to the side, yeah, baby, I can make anything sound real good. Some like to do it fast, yeah, some like to do it slow. Whatever promotion go, boogie prefer to doing it slow. That's when you feel me the most. Now I'm around you like I'm a ghost. Spreading my jelly all on your toes. Slow down, I'm shoving down your throat. Take my time when I'm deep inside you while I whine and grind you. A tick and a tock and damn, baby, she still passed out. I'm at the Motel 6 off the 405. Top floor, baby, freeway style. Come on up and watch the love come down. Come on up and watch the love come down. I'm at the Motel 6 off the 405. Top floor, baby, freeway style. Come on up and watch the love come down. Come on up and watch the love come down.
No more playing tag on the phone. Now I got you all alone. About to put the stang on you, girl. Wanna hear you moan. Scream and holler right, get the cameras out. Make a video. Girl, I'm down to go. That band is low. Now drop it to the floor. And I get you what you've been asking for. Just a little more. Call me daddy long. Stroke is me. Baby girl, I am the police. Getting involved. Shit, you see. Nigga, don't do this shit like me. Strawberries and ice cream. Cush, blunts, and Tennessee. Lights out, come fuck with me. What's happening? We can get it cracking. Say your name is Jackson. Anytime, any place, we'll be smashing. Yeah, that's the fashion. Birthday suits, I recruit. Come with your uniform. Nothing on. Come on.
I'm at the Motel 6 off the 405. Top floor, baby, freeway style. Come on up, watch your love come down. Come on up and watch your love come down. I'm at the Motel 6 off the 405. Top floor, baby, freeway style. Come on up and watch your love come down. Come on up and watch your love come down.
Bodies on fire, sound the low. I'm about to put you out with the floor. Yeah, you know my name and my game. Boogie came to do it. Got to soaking wet by your warm paper. That way you like a sweater, umbrella. Yeah, yeah. You know what comes next. Because I'm calm now. Get ready for the best. Night and live, cute, hitting it right. Got you hitting notes like Mariah's high. No lies and no highs and bye shit. I'm on my grown man. You can spend the night.
I'm at the Motel 6 off the 405. Top floor, baby, freeway side. Come on up and watch your love go down. Come on up and watch your love go down. I'm at the Motel 6 off the 405. Top floor, baby, freeway side. Come on up and watch your love come down. Come on up and watch your love come down.
Merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing, a pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
You're a pimp? So you really are a
yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, her, Mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, The Dagger, on Bang Out Radio. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. We back. Slap Sundays. The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Chilling, maxing, relaxing here on this Slap Sundays. Like I said, we don't have any subject matter tonight. We just rolling with the punches tonight. Waiting for the homie to come. He's supposed to be coming through with some weed and shit so I can get my mind right. But in the meantime, I guess I'll just sip on my drink. And what am I sipping tonight? Hold on. Calypso and vodka. So, yeah, and that Kiwi lemonade Calypso. Because, you know, I'll be on the, you know, Dagger reps the green team. So, you know, I need that green drink. And, like I said, I'm getting started early because Gotta get my mind right, because the nigga will be on stage in downtown L.A. later on tonight. So, again, if you got, hey, you ain't got nothing else going on and you're in the area, make sure you get down to Club Lush, 49 Pine Street, downtown Long Beach. All right, ladies, free all night. But, I don't know. Like I said, we just flow tonight. Something I want to talk about today, which is kind of interesting. You know, I went by my parents' house today. And if you've been following my show or you've been rolling with me for a little while, you know how me and my dad, like, don't get along. And it's like I said, I love him, I respect him, but I don't like him for anything because we just don't know how to connect. You know, we can't sit down, talk, and actually connect where it's something that's beneficial to both of us. But it was funny today because I stopped by my parents' house and, you know, my dad wanted to talk to me. He's like, you know, Leon, go ahead and sit down. And then this is one of those situations, y'all, where I know what's about to happen. It's about to take about 30, 45 minutes or so, and it's going to just be one big circle of just stuff of that I'm doing wrong and things like that. But, I mean, it's interesting because, like I said, my dad means well. You know, I know he loves me. I know he doesn't want to see me doing wrong, or he doesn't want to see me falter or get fucked up in the game or anything. But at the same time, it's just like how he comes across shit. I guess it's kind of like the same way I come across shit on when I'm talking to y'all. So I see where I get my attitude, and I see where I get my mannerisms from, because I can see it in him when he tries to talk to me. But he just doesn't realize, and I guess this is just a parent thing or whatever anyway, but I'm grown. You know what I mean? I'm about to be 30 this year. It's nothing you could really tell me right now that either I don't already know or that I ain't already put my own, you know, thing going on, or I don't got things going on and things like that. You're late. You know, at this point in my life, there's nothing really you can, like, say to me. I mean, you could say whatever you want to. Like, I'm not trying to sound disrespectful or anything, but it's like here's how the conversation goes. I mean, here's just some high points and everything. I mean, he wanted to talk about me smoking. Like, it says things like, you shouldn't be, well, if you're going to smoke, then you should smoke inside somewhere where, you know, you're not in the streets or whatever, because if you're driving around and smelling like that, the police aren't going to hesitate to pull you over. I'm like, Dad, I didn't say that, but this is what I'm thinking in my head. I'm like, Pop, man, you know how many times I've been pulled over just either done smoking weed or, you know, just fresh out of a hot box or with weed in the car? Police are not super tripping off of weed. But then I'm a smart ass if I would have told him that. But I mean, I'm just, this is what I'm saying. He doesn't realize that police ain't really worried about weed. You know, especially if you're legal. See, I'm legal. You know what I mean? I don't got any warrants. I don't got none of that shit. I'm a legal driver, you know? And I don't carry around that much weed with me anyway when I do travel. You know, I got a bag at most, maybe two, but they're never in the same place. You know, you can't keep an abundance of weed in the same exact place. That's how you get fucked up. But he said something other, and he keeps trying to downplay me. You know, he says shit, but it makes sense, though, because I agree. He says shit like, you need to upgrade your wardrobe. You over here running around looking raggedy and shit, and you're supposed to be all big time and everything now, right? Like, come on, Posse. Now you're trying to talk about my... But it's true, though. I mean, he's not lying. I do need, you know, I need some OG player gear and shit or whatever. I do need to go shopping, but, you know, times is rough right now. You know, I gotta find the balance to my shit. You know, it's like when it comes down to doing a show or performances or something like that, or getting some new clothes, I'm going to hop on stage and do what I got to do. So that's just where I'm at with it. He also said, you know, man, he just doesn't know things. Like the radio show, like this, what I'm doing right now. He go, and he's always late on shit, so he's trying to, so what's up with that radio show you're doing now, I hear you're doing? What's up with that? You making any money off of that? No. So why are you doing it? Like, you don't, like Pops, you don't realize that, you know, everybody has to start somewhere with what they're doing, whether it be radio, music, anywhere. You have to start with basically nothing, and that's what I'm doing. Actually, I couldn't even tell them that I got to pay to do this. You know, I got to drop change to get this going, for, you know, to help out other people. If he would have told him that, he probably would have got mad or upset or something. And then, you know, he just doesn't understand. He doesn't grasp certain things. And that's the frustrating part. It's more frustrating than anything, because it's like, I really wish I could just talk to him like, yo, this is that. But he's just way too old school. But I understand, though. You know, he's the type that says shit like, if it ain't making you no money or ain't doing nothing positive for you, then why are you doing it? Now, this is positive for me because he doesn't realize that I go fucking crazy if I wasn't doing this shit on a regular basis. You know, at least this show and everything like that. But on top of that, he doesn't realize that, it has to start somewhere. And then once the money starts coming in, then he ain't going to have nothing to say. But hold on real quick. We're going straight out the 323. Hold on. Let's see how my jack-in is working today. Is it working? Is it well? Hold on. There we go. 0562, you got Dagger. What it do?
Good, down.
Niffo the Grizzly. What it do with you, Pippin?
Popping with you, my nigga. Dagger, man. In the building. Bang,
yeah,
on radio. What I'm saying, it's how we get out. One half for the witty boys, Niffo the Gray. The other half for the witty boys. Oh, no, the devastating. You dig? My nigga, the Dagger. Can you dig it, man?
Man, they're going to be digging it a little bit later, man. But right here, I'm just trying to max, relax. Just trying to get my mind together and just, like I said, get in my zone and shit, man. But, what's going on, yo? And you ready? You ready?
Man, me and this nigga Remy over here rolling up blunt after blunt. You know what I'm saying? We trying to get it ready for the show, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I hear you, and I just wanted to let you know we was listening. You know what I'm saying? I hear you trying to voice your frustrations and shit about life and shit. I feel that. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, my nigga. We here, though.
Yeah, I got to, man. Good looking, man. Like I said, just make sure y'all ready to load up. You chilling, or you about to get to the smoke, or you chilling, or what you doing? You hanging with me?
I'm me and Remy rolling up blunt after blunt, man. We, like, trying to be ready for the night, so when we get out, we ain't got to roll up no more.
for sure. Well, that's all I'm saying, man. But, I mean, do you feel what I'm saying, though, Paul? I mean, you was listening to everything. I mean, well, let's put it like this. I don't know. It's just hard. Maybe I'm being too hard on shit. Maybe I'm like, but I've also been the type that's like, I'm not going to, you know, what's the words I'm looking for? I'm not going to say something's not true if it's not true. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to sit here and say me and my dad had the greatest relationship. We're all lovey-dovey, because that's not the truth.
Yeah.
You know, because he just can't, like, he has that old school mentality, but he can't break it. He doesn't realize that you got to adapt. I mean, the world is not the same as it was when he was out, because even like when I was looking for a job, right, when I didn't have a job and I was looking for one, he used to say shit like, You need to go out and look for a job. You need to go store to store, and, you know, you just need to hit the streets to go. Like, come on now, man. When was the last time you really went to go look for a job? Nowadays, that's not how you look for a job. You know what I mean? You got
to. When you go to the store and be like, yo, can I get a job? They're going to be like, yo, you got to fill out the app online.
Thank you. Thank you. Like,
they tell you that on top anyway.
But you don't grasp that. So, you know what I mean? Like, when I was looking for a job and I would sit in the house at my computer all day filling out apps and everything online, he would look at me like, why the fuck you ain't do shit today? You know what I mean? He just can't understand that the world has changed, you know? So it's like, and then you sit there and try to explain it to him, and it's like the Matrix effect. I've said it many a times. It's the Matrix effect. He's willing to fight. Instead of changing and adapting, he's willing to fight to his own, you know, just keep what he thinks is real as what it is. And he just can't let that shit go for nothing. So it's amazing. He's going to get on my nerves. So what's that dagger mean? So what's dagger mean? Like, where's that handle come from? So what, you just carry around weapons all the time or something? I'm like, Pops, you just really sounded really old right now. I'm like, come on now. Can we calm this down just a little bit? Like, for real? And even if I was, well, he does kind of know me, though. Let me get rich and famous or something or whatever, and I'm able to do something like that. I've seen little daggers I'd be wanting and everything. I can't even lie. But still, that's not what it's for. That don't mean that it might not happen like that, but that's not what it's for. But
yeah.
that was just crazy because, I mean, on one end, like I said again, I know he cares. I know he's trying to look out for him. I know he don't want to see nothing bad happen to me. But at the same time, it's like, Pops, come on now. Let's be real. Like, let's be but I can't be that way with him because, you know, then it's me coming at him sideways, then it's me not respecting him, then it's like, and I'm not trying to do none of that. He's one of the main reasons I just don't, like, waste my breath on people. You know how I try to talk to people, I try to say something, I try to explain something, and then once they be like, no, I don't get it, or I don't understand, or I don't want to understand, I don't even waste my time. He's the reason I'm like that, because I got somebody that really just will not change his mind on anything. So I'm definitely not going to try to change the average person in the street. It's not worth the time.
Like that. Some parents are just like that. Like, they think they know what's best for you, and whatever you try to tell them, they just not trying to hear it. Like, you know, it's like that sometimes.
But it's all good. Like I said, it's going when things start producing results, and, you know, the it comes back around and everything, I'm be like, Pop, see, this is why I was doing all this. This is why right here. See what I'm doing now? This is why. Like, yeah, y'all. That's just what we started off today. I got Nympho hanging with me. Like I said, we in party mode tonight because we got a show we got to get to. So we just starting off a little bit early. Remember, if you want to call in and just jump in and just talk about whatever, because like I said, we got no subject matter tonight. 661-621-7559. You just press 1 to holler at me, or you can just chill in the queue either way. But we're going to go to the lines then, all right? This has always been my shit. Always going to be my shit. I will play this out as many times as I would like because this shit be knocking right here because I'm a star too. Let's go.
So many trips, packing gets redundant. A couple cars in my driveway, shop where I drop, I just do shit. My way, chick European, just for the week. Meet me in Brazil, there's a party on the beach. Let me party with a freak. Money on my mind, time takes cake, can't waste mine. It's like losing your breath, cause the money's so long that I'm writing your checks and you're humming my songs. I just wanna be on, running my city. No, it ain't diddy, cause the rhyme game with it. Get on Wayne's track, I gotta make a milli. Don't mind me, I'm just floating on a Philly. One day when I'm gone, I hope that everybody mourns. Never lost.
Doggy style money, I'ma get it in the end. Junior Mafia music, I'm trying to make it big. Reaching for the stars, never let clouds distract you. I'ma make it bet on that shit like a sample. I'm a bad baby, so come and take the apple. Told you I'm a beast, this is just an example. Eyes blazing low, still blazing though. Trying to get that loose leaf Caucasian dough. My buzz loud like an ape of Joe. I got that garbage can raccoon rabies. No mashed potatoes, but everything gravy though.
Like Angelina, she prettier than Stacy. Jasmine Sullivan thick, ass fatter than Tracy. Bankroll in my pocket, think she tryin' to break me. And I don't know about you, but I let her rape me. I let her rape me, yeah, yeah. 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 I let her rape me, oh yeah. That's my baby like Gran, huh? She thicker than a Snicker. Yeah. The way she looking now, might thicker than Tipper. Like although I never paid, nah. Although I'm not a tricker, nah. Never mind me, blame my actions on the liquor. Yeah. I'm snoring while I'm pouring, Patron got me on. She say she wanna leave, yeah, yeah. Peace, then we gone. I'm standing at attention, yeah. I'm looking at her ass, my headlights on. I'm looking at the dash. She said, yeah, they said too. She said, you gotta give me proof. So I hit the E-way and I threw away the roof. Switching lanes while I'm shifting. Tokyo drifting. Outside L. Dane. Interior Blake Griffin. Me driving fast. It made the trooper mad. But I don't mind it's sticky cause yo, she's super bad. Me driving fast. It made the trooper mad. But I don't mind it's sticky cause yo, she's super bad. Lips like Angelina, she prettier than Stacy. Jasmine Sullivan thick, ass fatter than Tracy. Bankroll in my pocket, think she tryin' to break me. And I don't know about you, but I let her rape me. I let her rape me, yeah, yeah. I let her rape me, yeah, yeah. I let her rape me, what? 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 I let her rape me, oh yeah.
Shorty make you clueless, she pretty than Stacy. Lips like Angela, she thicker than Pinky. This bitch wanna rape me, I hit her, I'm lazy. Call her abortion mouth, she killin' my baby. Mommy hot, standing in her presence, feel like Hades. Make you wanna buy her ass presents like Mercedes. Take her on trips out of state where it's shady. She said she have lesbian, so she in the ladies. She just wanna fuck all day, and that fool is crazy. Alright, I just twisted like a whirlwind. That bitch got some curly lips like Tony off a girlfriend. If she had it her way, she would suck me to the world. Shorty mean, fuck a dime, she a beam. Super, super bad, she the girl of my dreams. All them niggas hate me cause they wifeys wanna rape me. I just break her back and then I let that bitch taste me. Yeah, I got dope, but that bitch would never break me. I do it and they love it, just do it on a budget. She a nympho, she wanna do it out in public. Damn, she a freak. Damn, she a freak. I just fuck her and put her in the bed under sheets. Now it's 90-90 for your wife. Capiche?
Lips like Angelina, she prettier than Stacy. Jasmine Sullivan thick, ass fatter than Tracy. Bankroll in my pocket, think she tryin' to break me. And I don't know about you, but I let her rape me. I let her rape me, yeah, yeah. I let her rape me, yeah, yeah. I let her rape me, yeah, yeah. I let her rip me, what? 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 I let her rip me, oh yeah.
They say, damn, I ain't even know she rap. I ain't even know she write. Got a little dirty, so I swag in a body like that. But the boys wanna dance all night. If the roof on fire, let it burn. Ain't my turn, I ain't concerned. Ain't my song, don't turn it on. Knock me down and make me strong. Pin the fold, try knock me down. Won't put my brakes, ain't stopping now. Got my girls on deck, demand respect. You don't, you won't be found. Divas and we crazy like, ballin' and we lady like. Yeah, we getting education. Don't be scared to make me wife. Don't be scared to make it right. Say bad boys and make them nice. My name is Lady Cam and you gon' be my fake tonight. Don't be acting fake tonight. Knew you since about 8 tonight. Trying to get my steak tonight. Well, get up out my face tonight. Pray before I lay. Stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it. If you don't get out the way, say, I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. Yes, I'm a lady, baby. Haters inspire me. A queen of my craft. I should empire me. Talk behind my back. What? Now you desire me. Funny how people change when you get the lottery. No need to sign a lot. They still gon' follow me. Try to get you on a song and now you wanna bother me. L-A-D-Y-C to the A-M. Won't you look me in the eyes to see if I'm playing? You worry about tricking and fame. I'm trying to get published and paid. Put some of them tracks in my name and put a few cats in the game. Cause what y'all talking is lame. And why y'all walking the same? I rep the women who got it with or without a man. And rep them fellas who got it and who be getting the change. I'm not as pink as you drunk, I am, baby, I am insane. See, I pray before I lay. Stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it. If you don't, get out the way. Say, I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited.
Tina, have you seen this tuition bill? Morningwood Academy is charging us $30,000.
Well, it looks like we're all going to have to take second jobs. I guess I'll see if I can get my old gig back selling butt scratchers at the ballpark. Butt scratcher? Butt scratcher? Here's your butt scratcher here. Butt scratcher?
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 Oh, yeah, my bad. We back. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Bang on ready. Hold on. I wanted to play this commercial. I'm still going to let it play. Hold on.
Check out my boy, The Dagger, on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
Oh, man, shout out to, ooh, man, I just had to catch my breath real quick. I love how Summer Azul sounds on that, y'all. Shout out to Summer Azul. But, yeah, again, we back. Slap Sunday's a Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, chilling, maxing, relaxing. Remember, if you want to call in and get in on this, 661-621-7559. You can just press 1 if you want to holler at me, or you can just chill in the queue. Like I said, we don't have any subject matter tonight. We just... as you know, as honky white people would say, we're just pissing in the breeze. So we're just seeing what's happening. We're just talking. We're just conversating. I'm sipping. The weed's on its way. The homie coming through with a blunt shit about to come through and smoke with me. So Let's look at some news stories. Let's see what's been going on lately. Just some shit. Got my nigga Nympho still here chilling with me. You know, with the boys in the building. Nympho, the Grizzlies still good?
Pretty boys.
All right. Yeah, for sure. Chilling, Max, and relaxing. Now, a couple of things. What do you think about this one? Now, Rihanna, I don't know. Like I said, I've been out of, Rihanna seems to be doing the, who's the white girl that went crazy? The one that shaved her head, the one in, Nipple, who, you know what I'm talking about. Who's Britney Spears. Rihanna's doing the Britney Spears impression lately, y'all, because I don't know if y'all been following her or whatever, but, you know, she's making all kind of crazy threats, taking all kind of crazy pictures, doing all kind of shit. Now, just recently, she's seen partying and functioning with, I'm slow. This is why I shouldn't drink during the show. Now, who's the Ashton Kutcher? There we go. She's been seen out there fucking around with Ashton Kutcher. Now, it's just interesting to see Rihanna, how she's just going, this is just a flip-out stage, isn't it? Like I said, you get beat up, you get this, that, you try to do a little comeback, you try to hook back up with the dude that beat you up. I guess that didn't work out. He's sticking with his original girl, and now you just dating all these white boys now, and Ashton Kutcher of all people? I don't know what's going on with people, y'all. That just seems like I don't.
That's
talking about
from the 70s show.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think about what do you think about that little connection?
I mean, I fucks with Kelso. He got bitches.
he even picked up another one, man. That shit is just crazy to me. I don't know, man. Rihanna's little track record is really just seems to be going downhill lately. So I don't know, but he got money now. But Ashton Kutcher got money. He done took over the new the show on CBS or whatever that is, right? He took over that. So he banking right now. Maybe Rihanna's doing the right thing now. I mean, I don't know. But oh man, crazy.
Hey man, I gotta go get ready and shit, man. So that's what I'm finna do.
Go proper, man. It's all good. Like I said, see you when we get up out of here, man. About an hour and 10 minutes. So make sure we on stage in about 2 hours.
All right, for sure. Blah, blah, blah. Hour and 10. Let's go.
For sure. I'll see you later.
For sure, man.
And then
they got radio, bitches.
But yeah, y'all, that's just Rihanna crazy ass. Now, there's some other stuff going on too. Let's see. Hold on, I saw this other news story. And not trying to, you know, bring down the show, but I keep telling y'all, there's a lot of stupid, dumb, crazy people in the world that's doing a lot worse than anybody that I know could be doing, you know, and a lot worse than me. And people always, and I bring these stories up because people always tell me that I'm like the worst person in the world, or I do all kind of fucked up shit. And I'm like, nah. Not like some of these people, like this lady right here. Now, look at this lady. This woman right here slits her toddler's throat and then calls 911 on herself. First of all, I know a lot of parents out there is probably going to be pissed off at this story because, I mean, they say it takes a really fucked up person to harm or attack or kill one of their children. So that's number one. And then number two, she's going to actually call the police on herself after she did it. So it's like, are you talking about begging for help and begging for... Now, let's see. Now, look. Her daughter was 1 year old on Monday. She slit her throat. And police, let's see. But she missed hitting the child's carotid artery, you know, the one that shoots all the whole lot of blood where you instantly die from a throat cut, which could have killed her. But even though the child, she underwent surgery and is listed in critical condition. Oh, man. Doctors are hoping that the baby will survive. But before even the incident, Busby, that's the lady's name, the mother, was diagnosed with schizophrenia. This is what I feel. If you're crazy, then you should not be able to be around kids. You should not be allowed to work. I mean, if you're literally fucking psycho, you know, can't comprehend, I don't know why they allow these kind of things to go on and just wait for something to happen. You know, it's one of those things where people, you know, where they say, well, if there's no smoke, there's no fire. But, I mean, come on now, y'all. We've all been in situations where it's like, look, we see something's about to happen, right? So why can't we stop this before it happens? Crazy people can't take care of kids, and crazy people can't raise kids. That's probably why I don't got no kids right now, because I'm fucking crazy. I'm not psycho, or anything like that. But I mean, like, I honestly probably don't need to be raising no children right about now. I got a lot of little other shit I got to work out and get out of my system and things like that. But at the same time, if I was in that situation, I wouldn't be sitting up here trying to harm my kids or bring harm to my kids. I know I could at least say that. And it's not the first time that people done got on her about the kid. Like I said, her other family members said they done called the police on her before. Look, because she feel for her niece's safety, investigators questioned the mom, who was a former math teacher with the Dallas Independent School District, and determined that the little girl was not in any danger. However, police did tell her sister that she could call Protective Child Services if she felt the niece's harm was in the way, or the niece was in harm's way. Again, what the fuck is the family doing? If you know your sister's crazy or something like that, then you need to step up and do what you got to do in order to get that child out of that situation. This goes for anybody. Because, like I said, as much as I don't like kids, I don't like to see kids getting fucked over or fucked off for no reason. You know what I mean? It takes a lot to sit there and try to slit somebody's throat, let alone a one-year-old motherfucker that can't sit up here and defend themselves. And then also, look, there's another incident. What they say? Family members were summoned by authorities or whatever because they found the mother walking down the street wearing nothing but a blouse and panties. And then when the police arrived to the scene, they found her in a confused and nervous state. They took her to a nearby hospital where she was treated and then released. She's walking down the street, y'all, with a big-ass muumuu on and just draws baby just in the house left alone, disoriented. But then the police go back, drop her off, you know, get her treated or whatever, but then just drop her off back to the kid and everything's okay. No. This is what I mean. It's like if the police ain't shooting motherfuckers, they just don't care. And I don't know which is worse. Do you want motherfuckers that don't do shit at all, or do you want people that go too far? A lot of questions, y'all. I don't know. I don't got the answers. I'm just asking random shit because this is the shit that I be thinking about, but it's crazy that I think about these kind of things because you're never going to get an answer to it. There's no answer to these kind of questions, which is the frustrating part. You know, because if you can't get an answer, then it's like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But straight out the 415, hold on. You got 9875, hold up. Let's see if we can get you in here. I guess, no, I don't got you. They left. Cold situation. But okay, if you come back, I'm right here. It's all good. But we're going to get in Daggers double play a little early because, like I said, we got things popping off tonight. Got a lot of things we got to get to. So maybe a little bit of an early show tonight. But I don't know. I'm still chilling. I'm still relaxing. I'm still waiting for my weed to get here. Nigga taking forever to do nothing. But yes, as soon as I get my board situated, I'm sorry, y'all. We're going to get in the Daggers double play. There we go. And what do I want to hear tonight? Oh, yeah, hold on. Yeah, I'm turned, y'all, because we're going to get turned up tonight. At least I'm getting as turned up as possible because, like I said, I do drink and drive. I do shit that I'm probably not supposed to do, but I'll be careful. So, that's all I've heard. The weed just arrived. I was just talking about you. My nigga took you long enough. But anyway, we get into Dodgers double play. Here we go.
Sweetie boys, bitch.
Yes, sir.
Mac Machete the Madman. The Dagger bitches.
Y'all know.
Yeah.
Y'all know.
And me, my girl, her girl, and her girl. Can you dig that? The Dagger, you know what I'm talking about, man. We gonna keep it real, real player.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
Hey girl, how you doing?
I wonder if you got a man.
Maybe I can take you out.
Maybe we could just kick it.
I hope that you open mind.
Maybe I can change your world.
That's only if you trying to go.
With me and my girl.
I see you look a little strange.
Don't dismiss it.
You only live once.
Maybe we can get explicit.
If you with it like I'm with it.
Maybe we could have a ball.
My penetration is devastating.
It's rated, I fade them all.
It's all on you, baby.
What you wanna do, baby?
Get your homegirls.
Well, they can come too, baby.
We can get it popped.
Have your body percolate.
Off a fissure with some weed.
We hype you with no hesitation.
I see you contemplate,
think about it for a while.
Baby, I'm a witty boy,
you can tell by my style.
She smile, I know I got it.
Pop my collar,
I'm
fresh.
When we done with the bra, my girl tell her
who's next. Me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my
my girl and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy the juice, you come too.
It's time to get it cracking, ladies. So wear it out, you know what I'm all about. We fucking, we ain't going now. What we need is right here. 80 proof or better, drink a pound of the stack of dank and fizzles.
What the fuck you say?
Now a nigga fucking like a tinny. Got these bitches screaming like I'm taking their virginity. The ones that act tough like they can handle the bucket. Until I gut her like a turkey with the salt top stuffing. Thought that I was bluffing. I talk shit and back it up. She took a break and called a girl and told her,
I need back.
Back that ass up.
Daggers acting juvenile. One laying on the other. Doggy style, dog pile. Play them triple X games. I'm a gold medalist. I beat that pussy dead. Dagger is the deadliest specialist. I can't lie, I love this shit. So y'all can lick each other's pussies. Limbo suck on my dick.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
One-on-one is really fun, but daggers down for having more. Start with 15 bitches, watch a battle for the final four. Losers gotta ride the bench, winners get up in the ring. Now you gotta battle the This is what the dagger do, don't be ashamed to be afraid. You wanna put the edge, if you got both and get the trade. My bitches fuck bitches, they ain't caring what a hater say. If you don't like the song, then you ain't with it anyway.
My girl, her girl, your girl. I lick, she lick, you suck. Attack from all angles, demolish, diminish. I'm busting like a M1 till the chamber finish. Prescription a pleasure, you bally, whatever. Me and my girl will take you down together. I'm clever with the rhymes, but I'm better with the stroke. Provoke the panties off and tell my girl, here we go.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
For sure.
And we don't have to be ashamed.
Nope,
it's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what
don't worry.
Do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And if you buy the juice, you come
I'm
too.
I'm going, nigga.
I don't want any trouble. Just get out.
Oh, shit.
Money, they don't even want to touch it. Looking like a bluster, nigga better stop it. Hold a big hot, it's still a problem.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So serious, everybody here in this thing. Pop his hands to the back, so limitless. Chill, every limitless, sound like a hero. Climb up cushions, he's back to the zero. Mom's De Niro in a movie casino.
Everybody gotta take
orders
from the Negro.
I'm trying to live, now looking all around for a fuck to get. Before I break your ribs, legs, arms, and your back too. Now you can't move, while I rip off the tattoo. With a pocket knife and a record pair of pliers.
No anesthesia.
Don't want to fire, gotta make you feel the pain of every cut. Decision. Fucking with the dagger was the wrong decision. I'm worse than prison, living begging for protection. No, I ain't talking like sex or erection. Find another section, you gotta
go, gotta go.
You got a FOMO, so you do at home. Got a big dick, I need room to hang. All these fake ass wanna be cool to change. Take a stranger change. Bitch, you need to
stop it. Dagger, where your mind at?
I don't know, lost it. Find me, tell me, it's happening, it's okay. I smoke so much, I think I ran away. In the rap, the lane, till the day I die. And I'm gonna die high when I fuck in my whole life. Fun, I was talking to the end, like any nerve catcher, a body or witness, knock your senses.
That's really
on
one.
Shoot niggas down, find clues from the top gun. I won, you lost, I high, you not, I smoke, you broke, I go, you stop. Never drop flops, then do it to death. You hear this motherfucking beat,
keep trying to death.
Not gonna let you know I'm mad, thought I'd easily pass. Took a bitch in the ass, I bought my cash. Thinking I'm a trickster, now you really fucked up.
Why you still here?
My bank, I'm a flip up. Let me slow it down so every one of y'all can comprehend. If you niggas
want it,
come and get it.
If you niggas want it, come and get it.
Granddad, have you asked yourself why a 20-year-old girl would want to go out with a man your age?
Because I laid my game down quite flat.
Game? What you know about the game, Granddad?
I know the game.
Taking women out to eat, giving them free meals? What part of the game is that? You taking her to Red Lobster with the cheddar biscuits. The fam ain't eating cheddar biscuits, but this random broad is eating cheddar biscuits.
I know the game. Your granddaddy knows the game.
Game recognize game, granddad.
I recognize game. Your granddaddy recognize game.
Game recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. I can't. Where's granddad? Can I help you, sir?
Take off. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game payment. Splash Martin, I'm talking about cooling out, man. Westside, West Coast, Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday's a dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Lil said should be smoking right now, but can't smoke yet. You been in that situation, man, where you know you been a bunch of smokers, me and the homie, big time smokers. Neither one of us got a fucking lighter in our pocket right this second, so. Shit don't make sense. So you just got to run out to the car and get one in a second. In the meantime, we're going to keep the show going, keep the show moving. Oh, that was Dagger's Double Play. Hope you enjoyed. Remember, if you want to call in and get in on whatever we're talking about, because we don't have no subject matter today. We just floating, talking about whatever. So if you want to get in here and just spread a little knowledge about something, doesn't matter. 661-621-7559. Press 1 to holler at me, or you can just chill in the queue. Remember, if you want to either get at me at the email, you want to set up interviews, you just want to network, whatever you want to do, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Get at me on there, too. But also, on a good note, some positive stuff that's happened this week. Let me share a few other things with y'all. Dagger done hooked up with a new graphic designer. So, you know, a nigga Symbol about to be, you know, a nigga Symbol. A nigga about to get his album cover done, some business cards done. So, a nigga's going to be able to spread out, network, and help out in that way as well. Because it's real crucial going out to these shows and going out to these things where you know, you see people passing out business cards and doing this, that, you know, and you the nigga, like I said, I got a radio show. I'm doing something. I'm trying to do something. But, you know, I don't got no proof. I can't even be like, yo, here. So, you know, slowly, steadily, building. But, yeah, got a new graphic designer. I'm going to have my symbol soon. You know, I gave him a little design about what I want the dagger symbol to look like. But he's going to give me a couple of sketches and everything. So look out for that real soon, y'all. You know, that's going to be real. Dagger's going to finally have his little stamp he can put on shit. Like, bam, Dagger, you're going to know exactly what's up. Oh, got the Darkbound. Oh, man. the Dark Side mixtape coming out real soon. So, you know, I got the graphic designer going to hook up a tight-ass little CD cover for that. So, slowly but steadily, y'all, I'm, like I said, I'm going to get some new equipment. I'm about to buy memory and an internal, what is it called? I don't know what it's called specifically, but an internal internet link for my computer so I could jack into the internet anywhere at any time and not lose signal or anything like that, so we could solve a lot of these problems we'd be having. Because, like I said, I'm sorry, y'all. I'll be trying to run a successful show, but like I said, it's, at the same time, it's not a professional show. I'm trying to get to that level too, so y'all got to bear with me. This is probably one of the realest shows y'all may ever hear because real shit happens and you witness it. So, yeah, that's what it is. Oh, man, and let's see, what am I going to talk about now real quick? The bum situations. Y'all know how I feel about bums. Like I said, I don't like bums. I don't deal with bums. I don't tolerate bums because there's a lot of them, and it just gets real irritating. I know it may sound bad because, you know, people have fallen on hard times, and, you know, you never know what their story is, this, that, but whatever. I don't really care. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. But it was just funny because bums keep coming up with different ways to try to get you for your money, and it's amazing how creative some of these bums can be, or just the things that come out of these bums' mouths just in order to try to get some money. Now, recently, I gave a bum some money. Like I said, usually this is against my will. This is what I don't do. I don't just give out money or change or whatever. It doesn't matter. But I had, like I said, I bought some single cigarettes and shit, and I had, like, a bunch of pennies left. So I was like, fuck it. I gave the bum some pennies. Now, yes, there were pennies. There were all pennies, no silver or anything in there. So, but at the same time, I gave him something. So, you know, this bum had the audacity. I heard him drop the change on the fucking floor. I was like, this is the exact reason why I don't fucking give bums money or whatever it is. Man, you should be thankful that I just gave you, even if it was just pennies. You should be very happy that I just gave you this round of pennies, because you can be a lot worse. I mean, you add up enough pennies and everything, they all eventually come together. But y'all, this is, I headed in the change. I started to walk off. I heard him mumble something. And then all I heard was, like, all the change just all hit the floor. Are you fucking serious? I want to turn around like, you mother, I could have kept them damn pennies. Use them for exact change at McDonald's or something. But no. This is the exact reason why I don't do this type of shit. The exact reason, because there's always a motherfucker. Or he would have bought it on some booze or some other shit. Hold on, I got to hit this weed real quick. I'm sorry, hold on. But that's the shit that be fucking pissing me the hell off. And then another bum, right? And then I go for one dealing with these two bums. Then I go to fucking Jack in the Box, right? I'm sitting in the Jack in the Box drive-thru. And this midget bum. Well, actually, hold on. Let me back up. There's like three or four bums at the Jack in the Box all spread around the Jack in the Box. So I pull in the front of the Jack in the Box, right? And I see the one bum sitting in the front. Now, I go towards the drive-thru, which is around towards the other side. Now, I'm sitting in the drive-thru. This bum that was in the front done took his time to walk all the way around the other side, down the drive-thru lane, and come around the other way just to ask me for some change. All the way around there, no. You're not getting none. I'm about to buy some food. Bam, there's one. Hold on. Then I pull up at the drive-thru a little bit. Then this midget bum walks up to me. Now, this is what's up with the midget. First of all, it was a black-ass, dark, you know, so black, purple, you know, black, midget, female, ball-headed bum. And you know what this motherfucker had the audacity to say to me while I'm like, I'm pregnant. I need change. I'm pregnant right now. Can you please help? I'm like, hell no. Look, there's so much wrong with you even saying that you're pregnant to me. Because one, who's going to fuck your midget, bald-headed, black, dark, teeth, messed up ass? I'm sorry. I'm one of the people that believe that there's somebody out there for everybody. But for this midget, I don't believe so. Number two, you ain't pregnant. You're not. And if you are pregnant, you just got fucking pregnant, like, yesterday. So, no, you're still not getting no change. So, I mean, call me bad, call me disrespectful. That shit just irritates the fuck out of me because I know she's lying. So, Don't fucking lie to me. Even if you told me the truth, you still wasn't going to get no change. But shit, you had a better chance telling me the truth than you did lying to me. At least tell them that fucking lie of all things. Miss me. But straight after 323-3596, you got Dagger. What it do?
What it do?
M.I.A. in the building. What's cracking with you?
Nothing. Chilling. Just got home from a long day. You know how that goes.
Another day in the office, huh?
Yeah, another day, another dollar. Ain't nobody else gonna make it for me, shit.
You damn right about that, shit. But
But what about that bum though that we seen that night at Jack in the Box?
And I don't know why the bum did Jack in the Box, but go ahead. Yeah.
He came straight to the motherfucking window when we was getting our food. Like, can I have some change? And I gave him a dollar. He was like, why the fuck did you give him a dollar?
Yes, and I was mad that you gave him a fucking dollar. Because I couldn't
use
that dollar.
Why did you give him a dollar? Why did you give him a fucking dollar? What the fuck? Going to Swisher.
I was hot. That was a whole Swisher. That was a wrap. That was 4 25-cent boxes and lemon heads. I mean, you could get a lot of shit with that dollar.
I understand, you know, what you mean by, like, you don't like giving bums money and stuff like that, but at the same time, God said don't judge. You know, if you're going to give out the kindness of your heart, just give it. You know, you can't really say what that person's going to do with it after it's out of your hands. Like, so what if you're going to set it on crack? You know, like, fuck it. That ain't nothing really your concern, but I understand that you don't want your money being wasted on crack, but I'm just like, you know, you never know.
If I'm
what that
my
bum
money,
might be, or you might be getting blessed right after that bum get blessed. You might give up a dollar and you might pop up with $100 extra on your paycheck. Who knows?
No, I don't know. If I'm wasting my money, I'm gonna waste it on myself. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna waste money on other people. I can waste my own money. You know, that's just how I feel. I'm just sorry. I guess maybe I'm just not a nice person, but if it was something that I knew was going to be positive or something like that, then maybe. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I'm not about helping people or trying to do positive or trying to do shit like that. But 9 times out of 10, these bums is not eating. They's not doing what the fuck they're supposed to be doing with this money that they collected. They not. Whether we believe it or not. I mean, it's just the truth.
But, I mean, I remember, like, when I seen a documentary about, like, I think one of the guys from the Black Eyed Peas or whatever, he had wanted to go live downtown to go, like, really see their stories and, you know, try to hustle. He was out there being a bum, begging for money, and, you know, some days he would come up with $17. Some day he would only barely get enough for lunch. So it's crazy. Like, it don't matter who you are, what you dress like. I mean, one day I was short 50 cents, and I couldn't even get 50 cents from anybody. You know what I mean? So some people just can't give out the kindness of their heart, or if they do give out the kindness of their heart, they keep talking about it like it's a big thing, you know, from giving away something that you don't need, you know? So it's like, hey, it is what it is. As long as you do what you do.
I had a teacher that used to be an ex-cop before he was a teacher. He used to talk about how he would go undercover and he would have to be a bum undercover for like a month or something like that or whatever. He was talking about he actually like played out the whole role, was literally a bum, like would be searching through the trash, shit like that. would tell us stories like he would literally eat out the trash, like for real. It would be like, you know what, it's okay. You go to McDonald's or something, you don't realize how much food people actually throw away. You go in there, you know, they keep the food in the box and just throw the whole thing away. You open up the box, you got half a burger.
He was like, you wipe it off
a little bit and you good. And we used to be in class like, are you fucking serious? Like, oh, shit.
You know what? And you got to, like, I mean, I know somebody who, like, basically got her own house and do it big and, you know, but she goes out and does her recycling just like a bum. She put the bum outfit on, you know what I mean, with the sweats and the beanie and all that shit. Got the big basket, going to dig in trash cans. But at the end of the day, she coming home to a house, you know what I mean? So
I mean,
you don't really know who's out there.
Going out to get your money, but I'm not digging. You know, I'll recycle my own cans that come through my house or wherever I'm at. I'll recycle those. I'm not about to be that person with the big cart going down the block going in everybody else's cans. That's just... I don't know. Get your money if that's what you want to do, but I don't know about that one. But we're going to get into some more slappers real quick. Then we're going to come back with MIA chilling with me now. Let's see what we're going to get into.
Make that money.
Right here, Daddy the Seducer. We're going to dip it low. Let's go.
Off lean, you know Sprite, codeine, promethazine, more money, more problems. out the motto. Daddy J here for SD, bitch, follow. If she want that bomb, then she can get it pronto. Quick and pick it up or no cleanup, swallow.
Hey, bitch, what's up? Two-stepping in the club, turned up. Yeah, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I heard your bitch want the sub. She know she want the bomb dick. Know she want the bomb. She know she want the bomb dick. Know she want the bomb. She know she want the bomb dick. She know she want the bomb. She know she want the bomb dick. And I'ma give her some.
Got her backstage, just busting the pussy open. Dick like a slot machine, she won't token. Take her back to the crib, yeah, she hoping. Show her how to handle a dick, yeah, she go. I bust a nut in her face, let her have a taste. All over her face, like she eating paste. Got a strong on the black dick. Number one in my draft, she my first pick. We making movies like Netflix. Got her legs twisted on my head like chopsticks. Giving bitches my green, nigga stop it. She love it when I'm stacking the cheese, deep pockets. After the night, she pray profit. Mindset getting between, kick rock, bitch. Now she blowing up my phone. Yeah, bitch, I'm in the zone.
Hey, bitch, what's up? Two-stepping in the club, turned up. Yeah, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I heard your bitch want to suck. She know she want the bomb dick. Know she want the bomb. She know she want the bomb dick. Know she want the bomb. She know she want the bomb dick. She know she want the bomb. She know she want the bomb dick. And I'ma give her some.
Almost sign is in the building. See, when we wrote this for like real hip hop.
Yeah.
For like Ice Cube, today was a good day type of hip hop. When you turn it on, it just makes you feel good. Good.
You can dig it.
Good. So check it. It goes a little something like this.
I hear the music coming. It's true, the mood is changing. Sounds like it's hip hop singing.
The womb and all I heard was N.W.A. I'm taking the murder cause hip hop shit thought shelf dog was licking away. Moved to 92 and trans 2.2. Pouring liquor on hoes and playing with bitches boots. Never seen it. Too young to recognize you. Into the young ever fucking young nigga was seeming. Rhyming both lines and reading in between them. Should have seen them. Just a little one hoping and dreaming for that good life. Described up by Mr. West and said good with us. Rock tatting on the chef. Baby, he was ill. This nigga knows he's real. Ice Cube extra raw. Too smooth and chill. Love hip hop. Dick women to flip flop. Niggas stay real to the diamonds in their wristwatch. I hear the music playing. It's true. The mood is changing. Feels like it's hip hop singing.
Ain't shit you doing topping this, huh?
I'm hot as fuck, yeah, I'm the shit, huh? And FYI, I'm as real as this shit, fucking bitches. Don't forget it, if I said it, then I mean it. If I really want something, then I get it. If I say I'ma do it, then I did it. These hoes attempting hard to copy me, that's forgery. Blasphemy, hey bitch, who opened doors for me? The story be, I'm making sound effects like damn nigga. Going ham nigga, good goddamn nigga. Look what I done, I'm so on my business shit. Then I got actresses, so my mattresses doing malice shit. All the boys, all the girls, they love that Spanish shit. I tell them, boys, the ocean, they don't even know what I said and shit. Pero sé lo que quieran, bitch. Se escribe ho, con mi bolígrafo. And I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these bitches know who I am. The fuck y'all hating on me, bro? I don't give a fuck what y'all hoes do. I'm the type of bitch you don't give a fuck, and your motherfucker should have been new. Everything I write is my real life, and no shit about me include you. I might say ho about a time or twice, but I ain't really trying to elude you. Fuck wrong with these hoes, always talking sideways parallel, yo. But this shit right here is what I do, ho. I'm the one you hear them niggas call the true soul. On your mark, get set, bitch, just go. I done made it through the trap, bitch, went pro. Give me any fucking body since you went toll, and I'ma ride that bitch like a rodeo. This shit right here is how I made my name. How River be the bard, I'm a beast in the game. Why you haters getting mad, I don't least on scene. With a pen and a pad and a spark in the brain. And I love it when you love it when I say it, I explain. Get into it when I do it, live it high, it's insane. And I'm in the shit to win it, get it right, go rearrange. Motherfucker, make it hotter than a name. LeBron, bitch, I earned my spot, brought the heat to the game, I made shit. I hustle, I worked, I bought, I blocked. Stole that ball and I took my shot. And I ate that shit like a fucking exam. Now everybody know who the fuck I am. Some of my eyes look at niggas like, damn. Oh man, that bitch just went ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these bitches know who I am. I said I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. Yeah, damn, I went ham. Hard as a motherfucker, now you bitches know who I am.
Allowing you to keep 10%, and I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth. Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it gonna be, sunshine?
This wasn't no move. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, fuck you, fuck the plane you flew in on, fuck them shoes, fuck the socks with the bell on it, fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent, fuck them cheap-ass cigars, fuck your yuck-mouth teeth, fuck your hairpiece, fuck your chocolate, fuck Guy Ritchie, fuck Prince William, fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio. Back once again. Let's see, hold on, let's see how good my phone lines are working right now. Let's see if we can get the panel back in here. M.I.A., hold on, wait. Bam, got it. Okay, M.I.A. still in the building, chilling, hanging with me. And straight out to 213-0202. Yeah, wait, you don't got a dagger yet? Hold on. Come on, you can do it. Will it to happen.
You can do it.
There it is. We in. 0202, you got dagger. What it do?
Dagger.
What it dizzle?
Hi, honey.
What's going down with you?
Nothing. You can mute the phone now.
Oh, now I can mute the phone. Well, you're supposed to be working anyway.
I am working.
But make sure y'all get y'all blunts, y'all balls, y'all zigzags, whatever y'all got to smoke on or whatever y'all going to get to smoking on. Make sure y'all get those ready because we definitely got the smoke session coming up next. And let's jump into this. Like I said, I don't like spending too much on this situation because this is still a touch-and-go situation with the Trayvon Martin situation. But, you know, the longer that it goes on, the more and more we keep finding out and the more shit keeps happening and shit. So now it's all about, at least from what I'm seeing lately, it's all about the 911 call. Now, it says, before Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin on February 26th, 911 recorded the voice of somebody screaming. Now, what they were in a debate about was whether it was Zimmerman who was screaming because, you know, he supposedly said that Trayvon attacked him, or was it Trayvon screaming because, you know, as we all know what most more than likely happened, it was him screaming for help getting shot by Zimmerman. But since it got since they released the videotapes, now the police have consulted two voice experts to try to settle the debate, and they have both come to the same decision. The cries could not have come from George Zimmerman. So that's two, not one, but two voice experts to confirm that the boy screaming for help, the voice screaming for help on the 911 tape that everybody's in question about was Mr. Martin, Trayvon Martin. Now, one of the experts used voice identification software to rule out Zimmerman as the source. And then it says, what he did was he said he took out all the screams and put those together and cut out everything else. You know, the software compared audio from Zimmerman's voice, and it returned 48% match, 48%. And then Owen said to reach a positive match with the audio this qualified, he would have expected higher than 90%. Now, you could say with reasonable scientific certainty that it is not Zimmerman. Owen says, stressing that he cannot confirm the voice, that he can't confirm that it's Trayvon's voice because he didn't have a sample of the teen's voice to compare, but he can definitely confirm that it's not his. Now, the voice analysis is the latest piece of information to cast doubt on the narrative advanced by Zimmerman and his family and the neighborhood watch volunteer who said he was attacked, you know what I mean? He showed no blood again, no blood abuses, and no sign of a struggle. So, again, his whole story is bullshit. And the longer they wait to sit here and throw this man in jail, the more black people is going to get tensed up, the more people is going to get, you know what I mean? The longer they wait, it's just going to get worse when I don't know how much more evidence they need to be like, you know what? He lied and he fucked up. What more needs to be done? I don't understand. I don't get it.
Well, in cases like that, I mean, I guess a lot needs to be done because basically they already got a law that's saying, you know, basically you can shoot to kill if you feel like you have to defend yourself or whatever. And then it's like you got a young man, black man, and basically it's like they just need to get him justice. All the evidence is proven that this man did it out of wrongdoing. He didn't do it for self-defense. You know, what did he do? What did he do to that guy?
But that's exactly what I'm saying. His whole story and everything is bullshit, so what's taking them so long? That's what I'm trying to understand. What's taking so long? Every aspect of his story has fallen apart. If this was a black man that killed a white person or something, if roles were reversed, the nigga would have been under the jail by now.
Just
you know
like,
what I mean?
Just
it would
like,
It would have happened so fast.
You know, just like that young lady that got killed by the police officers. Like, it took so long to get justice for her, you know. So it's like every time something happens, you know, you barely hear about anything happening about African-Americans anyway. Like, when you watch the news, it'd be bullshit like, oh, there's something going on with the schools or, you know, budget cut or presidential election. We want to know what's really going on. You know what I mean? So when incidents like this happen, we'll know more what to do. We'll have a more of a say-so. Right now, we really don't have a say-so,
yeah.
No matter what. And that's fucked up.
And ain't no telling what these people are going to do. Like I said, let him go to trial, let him get off, let some bullshit happen or whatever. Motherfuckers going to riot. They're going to take it back to the old school days. Like, I'm not a fortune teller or anything, but I think I just know people. People are already amped up already, and you know what I mean? It's just starting.
Yeah,
you know?
They amped up just like you said. It's taking too long. They have so much evidence against this man, you know, and it's still taking so long for them to even make a ruling or even to really take it to court.
They better do something. This man's still walking around.
It's all over the news.
Or something's
going to
happen, or somebody's going to kill him first. It's going to be one or the other, you know what I mean? Or somebody's going to kill him. But I bet you, watch, he killed a little black kid. If somebody were to flip out and kill Zimmerman or something like that, wouldn't that, you know what I mean? It'll happen so fast. It'll be like, okay,
yeah,
we got him, you know, this, that.
In jail. First offense, he's in jail for 15 to 30 years. So, you know what I mean? Like, we get in time sentences. It ain't no joke out here in these streets. Like, these motherfuckers, it's crazy, you know. The government is totally fucking against this. For real.
People, y'all gotta. If anybody's out there listening, y'all gotta get it together, man. Just or just don't fall into the same.
I just want justice.
Or just don't fall into the same situations, y'all. This shit is real crazy out here right now. All right, so we gonna get into the smoke session. So like I said, I hope you got your blunt, your balls, your zigzags, whatever you got going on. I got this blunt rolled up right here. I'm about to smoke on with the homie. And
I'm smoking
like I said,
already, man.
There you go. We all in the same boat. So make sure you light that up right now. We're gonna start off with the Cash Addicts. Let's go.
Hey, bro, what's up? What's up with the bro, nigga? Hey, get that nigga Randy Thurgood, nigga. You know the team in the back, right? I got a dub for the flight, nigga. Speaking of flight, PSG. Theato. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro. Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. Yes. I want two, she want three. Whole clique, about to be turned all week. Hey. CA, motherfucking look. On the block, blowing trees like a Mexican. Sorry. Inked up, them swag nice like Reverend. Yes. Let me get stack of the kush, never stressing it. And the bitch only for the neck like a necklace. Get her high, now she want to touch. Heat it up, make it turn red, embarrassment. Left bitch, looking for the green. Cannabis, burn the tuck, leaf full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with it. Blowing trees, MOB, etc. Hitting up the homie, cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, bop, bop. Get a check, kinda like convertible, top line. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed. Pass me the swisher, nigga. Love.
Got weed, let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique, about to be turned all week.
MC, nigga. She ate, bro. King's hat shades black, trying to get to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like that leprosy. Eyes red from that purple, and it still won't get the best of me.
Nope.
Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some moat, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck paper, cause it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action. Loud packing a pistol, what she's saying sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to hear it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's
got weed, let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro. Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique, about to be turned all week. Hey.
What the fuck are you doing? Pass the blunt.
Vacuum mouth ass, nigga.
Was out of LAX. My weapon of choice was Platinum American Express. I can't express the anticipation. Ridiculous blazing. A super glow, I'm gram after gram in Amsterdam. I'm starring in my own movie and everybody's a cameraman. But I don't want the Starbucks or Folgers. I told you, I'm looking strictly for Sticky Doja. Myself, a weed heavyweight, a connoisseur. I love it to smell like. On the menu, to my amazement, was like 10 kinds of weed to put damn, you on the pavement. Free immediate engagement of lips to blunt. You need a dish? To fool in the kitchen with your bum. It's not a foot, but a Mary Jane utopia. The room is spinning, and I can't stop grinning. Damn, damn. It was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn. The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. Man, I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. Damn, damn. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, damn. The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all. Damn, damn. The damn Amsterdam.
Oh, damn.
It was the Amsterdam.
Damn.
dim. It got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball. Now I'm way too hooded out, and I need to gain composure. My vision is sputtering out. What you say? Oh, fool, I'm tripping. I thought you said something.
Hey, why your eye keep twitching?
Aight, everything is tight. I'ma kick it, dissemble to the red light district. It's the ghetto Disneyland. Bitches in the window, I'm off the super rindo, goddamn. But your boy pistol is a cool killer. My life's a Friday, poolside at the villa. Nevertheless, I'm so high from smoking, and everything around me moving in slow motion. Overblown, my sober's gone. In a foreign zone, if the look is on his own. In the land of ridiculous sack. When I get to my house, I'ma pack and shoot right back. It was the Amsterdam.
Oh, damn.
The damn Amsterdam. Man, I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam that got me faded, y'all. It got me faded, y'all.
The damn Amsterdam.
It was the Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam that got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam.
Damn Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball.
The All-Stars, we get it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine.
Just pop the X, I think I need another one. Triple stacks the best, I think that nigga Derek done. Henny in my cup, numb from the white line. Sour in my blunt, fresh like the high times. Wayne and Joel said they can't feel their face, and I'm twisted like a fucking shoelace with the truth face. Lean got a new taste, sipping on a scissor. Coke in my nose like I just sniffed a blizzard. Used to never be high, now I'm never sober. Vicodin, Percocet with a Four Loko. So crazy in my skull, hear voices in my brain. Couple pulls of the haze, feeling like I'm in a maze. Ziploc full of pills, looking like a Skittles hat. Pretty boy swag, but I never fuck cats down. Higher than the Martian, sitting on the moon. Now I'm riding in a UFO, popping mushrooms. I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. I think my brain melting, cause I'm so listed. Sell crack or use dope, now tell me what's the difference. They both in addiction. Nigga, who you kidding? 100 grand Pyrex, now meet me in the kitchen. Call me Mr. Montana, cause I'm still sniffing. Face getting red, but I know my whole limit. Vodka on ice, mixed with tequila. Add a few worms so the liquor won't kill ya. I'm white boy wasted, party like a rock star. With my boy Welsh, we headed to the star bar. No, I'm not a fiend, I just like to get high. Move work to get by, fuck a chick with thick thighs. Weed habit growing, and I need more, cause they know I stay twisted like Bobby Brown jaw. I get high, and I'm feeling like M. Time to recover, bitch, and do this shit again.
I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine.
JD. Now, I know you don't smoke weed, I know this. But, I do. And we on the dark side. Thank you so much for still lending your voice to this.
Yeah.
I can sit back, smoke weed, and listen to you sing all day.
Fresh up in the morning, a nigga still yawning. Couldn't get no sleep cause these bitches keep calling. Falling on a nigga, damn it, I don't need that. Woke up high, then I forgot where the weed at.
There it goes.
Top of me to wake and bake without it, I'm a different man. Weed makes me wanna try without it, I don't give a damn. Break it up, roll it up, spark the tip, inhale. Send the smoke to my lungs faster than the email. Now I'm feeling really well, living life on cloud nine. Bitch, I get tired of weed, need it all the time. Daggers on a daily grind, full speed right out the gate. Call my weed,
Chris Angel.
Watch me levitate. Niggas quick to hate cause I be stacking with my eyes red. Gonna die high, smoking weed on my deathbed. That should help my spirit flow. Look, my blood broke. Now it's time for surgery cause Dr. Dagger gotta smoke. Please pass the zigzag, roll it up, lick it fast. I know I ain't the only one that gave a blunt a body cast. Dagger walks a higher path. Try to catch me if you can. Somewhere up in Neverland, smoking on that
Peter Pan.
You will never understand. Dagger's life is full of hurt. That's why I spend a lot of it
floating through the universe.
Could be worth a lot of people hate, but you can say the drama. I'm in love with Mary Jane, aka Miss Marijuana.
I'm so high, feels like I'm taking off. I'm so high, everyone should smoke some weed and get high. Cause I feel like I'm taking off. I'm so high, everyone should smoke some weed and get high.
People y'all choking, coughing up my lungs, but a nigga still smoking. Open. They legalize it quick while they make it hard. I ain't paying $40 just to get a weed card.
Fuck that.
Sorry, doctor, office, I ain't stepping in. Got four or five suppliers for prescribing me my medicine. Helps me keep the devil in, keeps me cool when I'm high. KD, get over here, please, girl, and help me out. Yeah, when I rise and I, when I go to sleep, when I'm writing bars, but when I kill a beat, when I be going out, before and after work, when I'm feeling good, when I feel hurt, when I roll out, when I post up. While I'm getting hit, while I'm getting fucked. Because the world is foul, that's why I'm right now. Dagger rest the green team, keep it in my bloodstream. Now I bleed, eat shit, make smoking piss green. Yeah, I know I smoke a lot when thinking I'm in overdrive. Ain't nothing like a hypey high.
Dagger, you ain't never lied.
You can try to reach my level, but I don't fuck with y'all. And if I fall, don't blame the weed, blame the alcohol. I piss on you like Kelly, I believe I can fly. Because I'm
so high. Feels like I'm taking off. I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high. Cause I feel like I'm taking off. I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get
Yeah, we back. Slap Sunday, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Hate it when my little commercials and cartoons don't play, but it's okay. We're going to keep it pushing. All right, there it goes. Be right back.
Hello?
Hey, Quagmire.
Hey, Peter, what's up?
I'm stuck at the stupid ballet.
Get out of here. You serious?
Yeah.
So am I.
What?
Yeah, I got dragged here by this broad I'm trying to screw.
Where are you sitting?
Look across at the other balcony. I can see you.
Oh, my God. What do we do? We're both here.
Oh, my God. We should text each other. Hang up.
All right, yeah. Now, again, we're back. Slap Sundays, Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, chilling, maxing, relaxing. About to put an end to another Slap Sundays. Again, thanks for being here. Like I said, I know we was just chilling. No real subject matter. We just kicking shit. Shout out to my nigga Nympho the Great, checking in with me today. MIA hanging with me here. Any shout outs, anything you want to say to anybody real quick before we get up out of here?
I just want to say, everybody, just enjoy your weekend. Have a good week. Be more positive. Just like I said, be more happy. You know, reach out to people. You never know. That's what's up.
Yes, ma'am. Anytime, MIA. You know where we at. Every Sunday, 7 to 9 right here. Every Wednesday, 9 to 11. Holla at me whenever, all right?
All right. Keep doing your thing, man. Proud of you.
For sure. I'll let you later. And right. I don't know. I don't know what I want to say. Don't want to do a little final thought thing here. I don't know what I'm really thinking about. Like I said, I got a lot of things going through my head, a lot of situations I got to deal with, a lot of things, and this is about to be another rough week. Tomorrow's Monday, and that's the beginning of the week, and it's all, like I said, I don't know. I'm like an empty shell. I just run on automatic. You know, I know exactly what has to be done. I do it without thinking, without worrying about it, and it just happens. More like a robot scenario. And that's not always good, but at the same time, it keeps me cool, calm, and situated, and it keeps me focused. And there's a lot of things I have to be focused on. There's a lot of things and people that are trying to take my focus away from certain things, trying to be a distraction, trying to, you know, just stand in the way of progress and success. Because, and I don't know why, because once I get truly successful, like I said, I look out for all those that have done for me in some shape, way, or form, and I have no problem doing that. So I'm just waiting for that to happen, and hopefully it'll happen soon. But besides that, y'all, like I said, always, thanks for being here. Shouts out to all listeners, whoever's hearing my voice right now, because I know you got better things to do than sitting here with my ass for the last 2 hours. So, again, thanks for being here. Hope you come back next week. Hope you come through on Wednesday. And I hope you at least talk about the show. Spread the word about it. Spread the links. That's the only way the show's going to get any kind of success. Like I said, I can only do so much, and nobody's going to believe me when I tell them I'm trying to do something positive, I'm trying to get things cracking over here. Nobody's going to believe me, but they're going to believe y'all. If y'all talk about it and y'all spread the word, they're going to believe y'all, and that goes for everybody, okay? Make sure you get at me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. You can get at me about anything on that email. I check it consistently, so just make sure you holler at me on there. Remember, lock in the show's number, 661-621-7559. You can always holler at me here as well. Shout out to the boss lady herself. Shout out to, like I said, all the independent artists, like I said, doing y'all thing. Without y'all doing what y'all do, I wouldn't have nothing to sit here and play. I wouldn't have nothing else going on. So we all in this together, and as long as we're in it together, we can keep it pushing and keep moving forward, because I'm going to do my part. Dagger has no problem doing his part and handling his business, so I'm going to do my shit. I'm going to make sure my side of things is handled. Y'all make sure y'all do what y'all got to do on y'all side of things, okay? And then we in the game, and then we can do this forever, all right? I'm not even tripping. So what are we going to ride out with tonight? G-Hood, all right, y'all? We're going to roll out with a DP G-Hood. Let's go. We will ride out as soon as it comes in. God, I got to upgrade my fucking equipment. I keep telling y'all, this is the real deal, Holyfield, real life situation. So, like I said, just bear with me. We're still growing. We're still trying to expand. This song's still not going to play, is it? So let's try this. Can I do this? Is that going to work? Okay, now what if I take it back over here and try this? Can we get something to work? Can we? Come on, you can do it. I know you can do it. I have faith. But I'm just going to give it about another 10, maybe 15 seconds. And then if it doesn't play, y'all, I'm just going to go ahead and end the show. So I do apologize again. Make sure I step my Wi-Fi game up. Make sure I get everything cracking. But, again, I'm doing the best that I can to help y'all network. So get at me. Spread the word. Make sure people talk. Make sure people know what's going on. Because the better y'all, you know, the more people I get to listen, the better I'm going to want to make things, so the more I get on up and do shit. So, because I'm just like y'all sometimes. I could be a lazy motherfucker, too, and I'm not trying to be, so fuck it. We'll just end it like this, y'all. I will see y'all.
Pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game. Beach, 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 flip, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game. Beach, 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 flip, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys. I'm I'm heavy in the game. Beat, 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 beat. Get the money, fuck the fame.
Cooter, rock, rock, ready. Big head switches, pom poms loud. Big bread, Bentley, Gotti line, granddaddy, Skywalker, keys to the charger. Yo, bitch is my new starter. Her and all her partners call me Roddy 700. G-Hood to money, gang, we sippin' bros, they gettin' blunted. I'm smashing in that Rari, smoking joints and knocking Marley. Y'all go hard in the paint, bitch, I'm
young man, fuck you.
Pocket full of old white dead, big heads. Getting topped off with my drop, that's what I call drop head. This HB, DPG, FMG, period. We ain't getting money, nigga, is you serious?
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in pocket, pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game. Beat, 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 look, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in pocket, pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game. Beat, 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 look, get the money, fuck the fame.
Pocket full of dead guys, we smoking like a train. Look me in my eyes when you talking, and I do the same. Stacks full of dead guys, got more on the way. Call it day of the dead, we about to have us a parade, huh, and celebrate. It's G-Hood Money Gang, and we own the things and moving like the money train. Get money, man, like DPG. Get money, man, like Hustle Boys ENT. We running things, and really, it ain't hard to see. We getting money, man, the homies got a lot of cheese. Enough for me, enough for them, you know we about to eat. It's the money game, you know the money team.
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in pocket, pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beep, 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 look, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in pocket, pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beep, 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 look, get the money, fuck the fame.
Let go. Okay, I hustle all day.
All day.
Heavy in the streets, money on fat.
On fat.
Pockets on obese, first you hustle hard. Grind nonstop, build your clientele and never tell where your stash spot. Money game business, heavy on the block. I'm like a tangle rope, I stay with a knot. I done fucked a lot of hoes, call me you Hefner. I'm all about the money, like a bank teller. My shot crazy good, call me Reggie Miller. I kill you and the bitch nigga next to her. Wow, pockets full of dead folks. We on the grind heavy, when you dead broke.
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in pocket, pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beep, 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 look, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in pocket, pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beep, 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 look, get the money, fuck the fame.